People seem to assume that there is a xeris akasul of some sort that you're not allowed to speak between Netila Sidayim and Hamotzi, but there's not necessarily any other limitations with regard to what else one can or cannot do during that time. So the truth is that the halacha is a little more lenient than many people understand with regard to talking, and more stringent than many people understand with regard to other activities. So as follows, is there a problem with having a hefsek between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi? Certainly between Netilas Yadayim and the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, one cannot have a hefsek. The bracha directly relates to the act of the Netilas Yadayim, and one has to do so without interruption. What about between the process of Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi? So that's less clear. Certainly it would be a problem to have Hesek Hadas, to be totally distracted and not to be cognizant of the fact that one's about to make Hamotzi, that would certainly be a problem. The whole institution of Netilas Yadayim, whether it's based on Tumah V'Tahara or based on cleanliness or both, is because a person has not necessarily kept track of what he's touched since the last time he did Netilas Yadayim. So if a person is totally distracted, he's not even... in the mindset of about to make hamotzi, certainly that would be a problem, and you'd have to wash again with a bracha. But what about hefsek? What about simply an interruption, something small, which you're not losing track of the fact that you're about to make hamotzi, but you're not going directly, you're interrupting, you're talking, or you're doing some other activity, small activity. Is that a problem? So this is a dispute, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samech Vav brings two opinions as to whether there is a problem of hefsek between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. The Gemara in one place says, Techef l'Netilas Yadayim bracha. So right after you do Netilas Yadayim, you have to make the bracha. However, many Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, all understand that that's referring to Mayim Achronim, and the bracha is benching. It's not referring to Netilas Yadayim and then Hamotzi. The Gemara elsewhere says, Techef l'Netilas Seuda. So that right after the Netilas Yadayim, you should go right into the Seuda. So there's a question, what does that mean? Does that mean what we mentioned before, that one cannot have Hesek Hadas, one cannot be totally distracted? Or does it mean there should be no Hefsek whatsoever? So this is a Machlokas HaRishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, that you do not have to be careful about Hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi, and Yesh Omrim, that you should be careful, V'tov Lizayir, it's proper to be careful not to have a Hefsek in between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. So two things. First of all, the way the Shulchan Aruch phrases it, Tov Lizayir, indicates, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that this is not absolutely ma'akev. It's not ma'akev. If a person would have a small hefsek, he would not have to wash again. He could just continue on to Hamotzi. However, it would be recommended not to have a hefsek. What is the definition of a hefsek? That's the next question. So the Ramah writes, even just waiting, the amount of time it would take to walk 22 amos would be a hefsek. One should go directly from Netilas Yadayim to Hamotzi, even just waiting around. Sometimes it's unavoidable if there's a number of people who are washing at a Shabbos meal, let's say, so it's unavoidable. But otherwise, even just to wait without doing anything would be a hefsek. Certainly to talk would be a hefsek, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that's only if you're talking about something which is not directly related to the Seuda. To say, please pass the challah knife, that would not even be a hefsek. That would be totally permissible because that is directly pertaining to the bracha of Hamotzi. The Magen Avraham thinks that even to say two or three other words not directly connected also would not be a hefsek, but the general assumption is that that would be a hefsek. But that's not the only thing. As we mentioned, even just waiting around without doing anything is a hefsek. Certainly, doing other activities which are not directly related to the hamotzi, bring things to the table, some poskim write, even checking your watch, all of that would fall under the category of hamotzi. Many people are very, very careful about not talking, even if it's related to the suuda, which we said is permissible, but they'll go ahead and have a whole pantomime routine, you know, communicating, nonverbal communication about things unrelated to the suuda. That certainly is a hefsek. I don't think that's any better than talking about things that are not related to the Seuda. Sometimes people get bored, so they're waiting for people to come to the table, so they start reading. They read a book, they read a newspaper. So I'm not sure that I think that already moves towards the category of Hesek Hadas. If a person gets very absorbed in the book, he's not even conscious of the fact that he's about to make Hamotzi, that would be worse than talking. Okay, so again, the breakdown, to talk about something directly pertaining to the hamotzi, to the seuda, so that would be permissible. That's not even a hefsik. Otherwise, even waiting more than a certain amount of time would be a hefsik. To do any other activity or to talk about anything not directly related would be a hefsik. But according to the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, one would not have to wash again. It's just advisable to avoid. Once you're getting into Hesech Hadas, where your mind is on something else completely, entirely, so then for sure, one would have to wash again. Have a great day.